The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. And I'm trying to get a level here so I can hear myself a little bit better. And good morning to you, Aaron. How are you? Hello? Where are we?
Aaron, are we there?
No?
Yeah, I can hear you now, but where
are we? Alan?
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right.
And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, we're going to try this again. I don't know if I'm on the air or not, folks. Can you hear me?
You're on the air.
I'm on the air. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I mean, when you clicked over, we just went away. All right. Goodness grief. Okay. Somebody said, are you okay? Somebody said, we heard you, then nothing. So, folks, keep texting me and let me know if I'm coming through loud and clear. Welcome to the Outdoorsman Show. We're just going to keep going with it. I can't hear myself. I don't know if I'm on the air or not, but let's hope so. Levels are low. Okay. Well, is that any better if I turn that up? Does that help? Okay. We'll help that. Try that. Get that up to that level right there. And hi. Thanks for everybody. Okay. I hear you. I hear you. Thanks, John. Thanks, Kathleen. Oh, what a way to start. All ready to go. All cranked up. Good to go. And then, bing, off the air for a few minutes, seconds, whatever. Okay. Sometimes your day doesn't go as planned, does it? All right, here we are, the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, I think. Well, it was last time I checked. Anyway, the week was kind of interesting because I got hit with, okay, John Erase from Milford, New Hampshire. Yep, producer can hear me. Captain Don says good. All right, very good. I hope everybody can hear me now. Good grief. So this week was interesting. I didn't get a lot of work done because, as predicted, the bronchitis hit on Sunday, put me out of action for 3 days. The whole Labor Day weekend was shot. All I did was rest and sleep and take antibiotics and try to feel better. And then did go out Labor Day to get some dog food. That was a mistake. Tuesday, I wasn't back with it. But Wednesday started kicking up a little bit. Thursday, a little bit more. Yesterday was pretty good. So hopefully back to full activities. It just took my drive out to go do a lot of work and, you know, do that kind of stuff. But I did make it to Hunter Seafood the other day and said hi to Joe. I restocked some magazines and kept it kind of low key. I'm going to keep it low key for the weekend, I think, and just kind of feel better. And I hope I sound better. I'm going to try not to cough today. There's a little residual cough, but thanks for everybody's thoughts and prayers over the week to keep my spirits up. And it was good, but I did try to sleep a lot. So anyway, here we are. Any callers on the line yet there, Aaron? Because there should be. You know why? The muzzleloader contest starts today. We are giving away a CVA muzzleloader, a Wolf stainless steel synthetic stock with the addition of a Hawk 3-9 by 40 muzzleloader shotgun scope installed. And I want to thank my buddy Doug Priest at Tuckahoe Gunworks and Hydro Dipping for Hydrographics for mounting those scopes for me. And that was a very, very nice thing to do. And so kudos to him and a shout out to a good gunsmith. And I know some of our listeners use him as well. He does a lot of work for the conservation organizations. If you see a camo dipped gun in your local Ducks Unlimited or something like that, more than likely that work's been done by Tuckahoe Gunworks. So right up here in Denton, and a very, very good gunsmith. He does Cerakoting and gunsmithing and hydro dipping and the whole deal. So he's just a good guy. So thanks for the upgrade on the muzzleloaders. So we're giving one away in September, one away in October, one away in November. All you got to do is call the station, WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and leave your name, first name, last name, and phone number, accurate phone number, with our producer Aaron there, who's standing by, and he'll put you on the list. And then the next step is go on the air with me. And you can say, just want to get in a contest, wanted to say hi. Ask a question, make a comment, whatever you'd like to do. You can also enter by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. For those of you who don't have my email, it's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. Anyone who's entered in August and September, you are in the contest. You don't need to enter again. And we do like to hear from folks every week if you like, but you only need to enter once and you're in the contest. Two calls doesn't mean you have two chances, unlike the bear lottery, which, by the way, I've scored a bear permit this year. I am very happy about that. It's the four-county permit, so I can go anywhere in Western Maryland. And one of my friends, our official measure, Chuck Wilcox from down St. Mary's County, scored on the Washington and Frederick County, one of the 100 permits there, too. So we're going to try and work with Chuck a little bit and find him a spot in Frederick or Washington County to go do a bear hunt. Now, he did do a bow hunt for bear. He's probably going to take his bow again for the Maryland season. He just got back from Wyoming, or maybe he's not back yet. Scored on an antelope and a velvet mule deer. So congratulations, Chuck Wilcox. Very well done. And one of our top scorers in bucks, bears, stags. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, coming up next hour, we will have our guest, who you may have read the article in the Baltimore Sun, if you still read that. His name is, Phil. Hard to say his last name. Give me a second here. Zalasak. Phil Valisak. He wrote a commentary about how President Trump could save the menhaden fishery in the Chesapeake Bay. As we all know, there's a Canadian company called Omega Protein sitting at the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay, scooping up the menhaden. What are menhaden? Alewives, bunker, whatever you want to call them. One of the main forage fish in Chesapeake Bay, and the allocations are unbelievable for these people. They turn them into fish meal, and fish oil and other things like that, or they supply those people that do that. And so there you are. So Phil will be here. He'll be talking about his article that he wrote for The Sun, and he'll also be talking about President Trump's response on Truth Social by posting his video. And also he's got a plan for helping this. So Chris in West Virginia is on hold. Let's talk to Chris in West Virginia. Morning, Chris. How you doing? Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hey. How are you?
Hey, you got me?
I got you.
How about you?
I'm good. You were listening to your radio, and you're on that 7-second delay, so you, it takes.
Sure, I was not listening to power radio. You had a.
No, that was my fault. I was on with a different caller.
Oh, you were on with a different caller. Okay, Aaron, that's fine. Thank you for fessing up. You didn't have to do that. Sorry to lay the blame on you, Chris, but we have folks that listen.
Heck, it ain't no problem to me.
We have people that listen.
Did I understand you say you had a sick dog?
No, sick me.
Oh, sick you.
Yeah, sick me.
Your week sounds like my week. Well, I actually had a sick me and a sick dog.
Oh, no, both, huh? Oh, good grief.
Yeah, both. So I had to go to the doctors on Tuesday. I wrenched my shoulder. Well, they put me on steroids, so that's feeling better. And had to take the dogs to the vets Wednesday. He's sick.
Oh, no.
Stayed there Wednesday night. I went down Thursday, picked him up. Friday, he's not feeling any better. Took him down. I sat there 3 hours yesterday, and I'm not complaining about that because they did very thorough, and they found out what's wrong with him. He's got Addison's disease.
I don't know what that is.
He's got a treatment program, and I'm hoping he's going to be doing better.
What is Addison's disease?
It is your, I forget what gland, is not producing enough hormones.
Ah, okay.
So he makes you very lethargic. He wasn't eating, hardly drinking. He was dehydrated.
Oh, man.
And he's lost 10 pounds just since November.
Good
grief. He couldn't afford to lose it anyway.
Yeah.
So. Well,
you certainly sound like
you care. Hopefully, right now he's on oral steroids, and then I think the next step is like a once-a-month shot.
Got it.
Steroid shot once a month.
What kind of dog is it?
So, German Shepherd.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Well, you sound like you care a lot for your dog, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So,
well, thank you. And congratulations, buddy, on getting that bear permit.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not my first one, but, you know, it's been a long time. I think it was 20, oh, man, I can't even remember what year it was when I took that bear. It's been a long time. So, but,
well, that's wonderful. I'm very happy for you. I hope you have great success.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll see who we're going to put on our
have
permit.
Have you got a place picked out yet, or are you still...
I've got a spot in Frederick County that we've hunted. There's bears there. I told the infamous story of the bears running down the trail, the three bears surrounding my bonus daughter, Laura, and I. And I don't know, maybe you heard it, maybe you didn't, but we heard this bear walking in the woods above the chicken coop. And we parked between the chicken coop and the house, and the lady in the house, early in the morning in the darkness, let the dog out, opened the back door. The dog ran out on the porch, jumped down off the porch, and jumped immediately back on and kind of huddled in the corner there. And we're in the truck. We're sitting there talking about it and said, okay, that dog's got something going on over there. And so big black boxer with a white face. So we said, let's... Laura rolled the window down, and she heard something walking above the chicken coop, and I said, okay, well, let's just go down the woods. So we get out very quietly. We got our gear ready to go. We walk down the driveway into the woods. It's quite a walk. I mean, you know, 150, 200 yards, something like that, into the woods. Yeah. And we're sitting on little camp stools, nothing bigger than that, you know. And so we're sitting there, and I fell asleep, just took a little nap, and I hear Laura going, ow. And I wake up, and I look over, and she's doing the thing with her fingers. She hears something walking in the woods. I'm like, okay. And I did. I finally heard it, and it was like, probably a deer walking around back there. So I heard, we're sitting right on a trail down through the middle of the woods, and I hear this coming down through the leaves, and I thought, oh, that dog followed us out here, you know, and I'm like, doggone it, and he's going to mess our hunt up. And I kept watching for the white face to show up, and there was no white face. It was whatever this was. It didn't have a white face, but it was all black. It came to a skidding stop about, I don't know, 12 feet from me, if that. And I see Laura move her gun, and I'm like, you know, we got 10 minutes here to legal shooting time. You can't do anything. And I think it was more of a defensive thing. And it swapped ends, and off it went, and all we heard was bears tearing, you know, running through the woods.
Yeah.
So there was a sow and two cubs that had been terrorizing the place, breaking into the chicken coop, just getting on the porch, eating the apples, the whole deal. So we think it was that group, because there was more than one. Anyway, 2 years later, we're talking about it, and you know, I said that bear came down the trail pretty close, and she said, Alan, I said, you moved your gun. I thought you were going to shoot past me at the bear. She said, what bear are you talking about? I went, the one that came running down the trail I thought was a dog. She goes, no. She said, right behind you, there was a bear. If you'd have swung your arm around, you'd have hit it in the face. That's the one I was worried about. I said, oh, okay. I didn't see that one, Laura. She said, well, I didn't see the one on the trail. So we had two bears converging on us at about within, you know, 10 yards, and neither one of us saw the other bear. So that was kind of a fun story. So that's where we're going anyway. Those bears have gotten bigger now, so we'll see. And we had them on.
Good.
Yeah, we had them on the trail camera too. So
yeah.
That's way. Yep. So here we are.
Well, sounds like you got a pretty good spot.
Yeah, it's a good spot. And then there's another spot that Laura hunted by herself one time. Bow hunted up in Emmitsburg. That we haven't talked to the guy yet, but we had at one time five bears at one time on the trail camera up there. So. We will see. So that's two places in Frederick County that we've got.
Be taking her with you for the bear hunt?
Probably, but not every day. Laura works full time, so you know.
I
don't know if I'll hunt every day or not. So we'll see.
Right.
We'll see who all shows up. So.
Yeah, very good. I wish you the best of luck.
I appreciate.
When's that season open up there?
October 20th, third week of October.
Oh, getting close.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, no question about
it. Got less than a month.
I know. Well, a little over a month. October 20th.
Yeah.
Month and a half.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yep. So, all right, brother.
Very good.
Chris, appreciate
it. Take care.
All right, man. Thank you.
Shout out to my buddy Teddy, and God bless you, buddy.
God bless you, Teddy. Thanks, Chris. Wish you well with your dog.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Wish you well with your health.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, man. I'm good. Mike in PA, good morning.
Well, good morning, Alan, and happy radio. I'm glad you got it fixed this morning.
I don't know what happened there. I mean, we were talking along. Everything was fine. Hey, you ready to go? Yeah, you ready to go? As soon as the station clicked off and I went to go on the air, it was nothing. So
yeah, I could hear you just fine.
Yeah.
And couldn't hear Aaron.
Oh, well, I don't know what happened.
That's what was going on, and you started twisting knobs, and all of a sudden you went off to Madonna Seafood, and you came back, and everything was just fine.
Yeah, well, that's how it works sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
Miracles of modern technology.
All you need to do is go for some hard shells, and things are better.
That's right. That's exactly right. That sounds like a plan to me. So,
anyway, I just wanted to wish you good morning
and
sign up for the muzzleloader contest.
All right, you're in.
And by the way, I signed up, renewed. I'm 85, and I renewed my lifetime senior hunting license in Pennsylvania. I don't know if they have it in Maryland or not, but
we do not.
It is
and
a
we
wonderful
should.
Deal.
Yep, we should, but we don't.
And so you get a combo license with including fur taker and a whole bunch of stuff with it for about $4 a year.
Well, that's good. That's a good deal then. Yep.
Yep.
So, very good. All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And we'll just keep on keeping on doing what we're doing here.
Yep. Take it easy and break them all.
Break them all. Exactly. Thanks. See you then. All right. Hey, let's go to our commercial here, Aaron. I want to tell the friends about Backyard Billy's. That's for sure. You know, what did they ask me to talk about? Sheds and hearth stuff. What do you want to hear about first? You want to hear about sheds? Well, let's talk about sheds. Why not? So summer's unofficially over. We've got a few more weeks of summer until the fall equinox, which is the 21st. And you've gotten through summer. You've kind of limped along with some of that old furniture. But why not take a look at Backyard Billy's and plan for the rest of this beautiful fall? If you're going to get together with your family, head on over there to Backyard Billy's and take a look at the tables and chairs and those Adirondack chairs and everything else. But while you're there, take a look at the sheds. Got a lot of sheds. And you got a lot of stuff you need to move into your shed. Or if you just like to, kind of unclutter your garage or something like that, consider a shed from Backyard Billy's. Why not? They got a giant selection. They got sheds and sheds and sheds and sheds of any size. Free delivery and setup within 60 miles. Free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. There is a little prep work you need to do. Get your spot ready and put some stone down, and they'll help you. They'll help you figure that out, some shale, and get your area cleared out. And they'll come in and drop it right on the spot and do a beautiful job with that. So you can see all that pile of sheds from Route 50 at Exit 44 right there in Kent Island. And you also see gym sets and, used to call them swing sets. They're more than that now. Great stuff for the kids. You want to check those out for sure. Tiki bars, storage sheds, like I said. They've got greenhouses. They've got... Man, everything for your backyard. They got chicken coops. They've got dog kennels. They've got all that stuff. And there's a giant selection, about 1,000 of them, of Adirondack chairs, several different brands. So why not stop by? Great-looking garden decorations, a big showroom full of furniture as well, backyardbillies.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, all weekend. Route 50, exit 44. That's Graysonville exit. Your backyard is going to look just great at Backyard Billy's. We'll be right back after these messages.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec liner installed.
Hey, folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optic systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear. for life.
Hawk Optics is known for creating some of the best crossbow scopes available for crossbow hunters. And this year, Hawk has continued to improve upon the already impressive XB30 crossbow scopes. New for 2025 is the Hawk XB30 Zoom FFP. The XB30 Zoom FFP brings first focal plane technology to the world of archery, allowing you to use the full magnification capabilities of your scope, no matter the speed of your crossbow. Long gone are the frustrations of being stuck to a single power on your crossbow scope. Low light or close-up shots? Zoom out. Long or range shot? Zoom in. Experience the full range of magnification and remain accurate with the XB30 Zoom FFP from Hawk Optics. The scope is sold in three models depending on the speed of your bow. Available in speed ranges of 385 to 420, 425 to 465, and 470 to 510 feet per second. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer or learn more about HawkOptics.com, HawkeOptics, Hawk with an E, optics.com. We'll be right back.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
Thing, I'll do mine. And if your thing happens to be bow hunting, well, yesterday was the first day. I really didn't go online to look and see who was having success. I did hear about a couple people go out in the morning and saw a lot of does and fawns, and had the first spotted fawn of the season on the camera yesterday during daylight hours. So we got some late fawns out there, that's for sure. Well, that being said, let's talk to who's next. Jerry in Baltimore. Morning, Jerry. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on?
Alan.
Jerry.
Alan. And my old-timer's brain, there's a gentleman that has a talk show, a national talk show. Can't think of his name.
Okay.
When people ask him, how is he says, better than I deserve.
Oh, better than I deserve. All right. Well,
I'm adopting that. I'm
okay.
Better than I deserve. I mean, you know, the things that I did, I'm 79, the things that I did in my youth and middle age and, you know, whatever, I'm in good
shape. Fond memories, right?
I'm blessed.
Yep, fond memories. Yeah, that's for sure. I am too, buddy.
Let me tell you something.
All right.
I remember reading an article. I don't know if you remember the old Midnight Inquirer. I don't even know if they even publish any longer. Newspapers that were in the 60s.
You know, we would go to church down, I can't even remember the street in Pennsylvania, in Altoona, and there was a little store there that sold all that stuff. And they put them out on the street, and you could read the headlines from, you know, sitting in the car. And I do remember some of those crazy headlines as I'd read them, you know, driving by. And, I mean, they just shouted the headlines out. There's no question about that. But, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
I was adopted by a Martian, you know, and
yeah, that kind of stuff. Yep.
But There was this article, and I remember like I read it yesterday. I probably read it in 1962.
All right.
This gentleman was out in the woods hunting or either just in nature and was attacked by a bear.
Uh-huh.
I think he kind of knew what to do.
Yeah.
Like shout, don't run,
yeah.
You know, whatever. But the bear attacked him anyway. He said he felt the bear cracking his skull, you know, in
yep.
the bear's mouth and mauling him and pawing him. He survived.
Yep. Yeah.
He survived. But he was mauled almost to death, but not really.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, wow. I can't, you know, you were talking about the story, you and the lady are
yeah.
hunting, and you saw the bear, she saw the bear. It was two different bears.
That's right. And there was a third one there somewhere. So.
I applaud you. I mean, your cojones are larger than mine.
Mine.
I can't see myself out there in the woods. I'll hunt a deer, but not a bear. And
yeah.
I decided, said, wait, I saw this video where a buck attacked this man. His wife was videoing
yep.
the event.
One of the most
amateur videographers.
Yep.
Move the camera and jerk it around.
Yeah, yeah.
This bear was like, it was like Mike Tyson,
yep.
Hearns or whatever.
Yeah.
The camera didn't move. It was like professional. She didn't jerk the camera. This buck was beating her husband. He got behind a tree, which is the only thing that saved him.
Yep.
So the buck couldn't get to him.
Well, that...
I don't know if you ever...
I saw that video. I know exactly which video you're talking about. I know exactly which video you're talking about. The mistake he made, the mistake...
What I do know, I know a little bit about a lot of things and a lot of... Well, anyway, what I know is what happened, I think, was it was rutting season.
It was,
yeah. In rutting, the bucks get highly aggressive.
They do. And competitive.
Videos where the two bucks... Are attacking each other, and then
yep.
their horns lock, and then one dies because he gets exhausted, and then the other one is still trying to disengage,
yep.
and then someone comes along and, you know, cuts the antlers. I said
yep.
horns, antlers.
Yep.
And so one survives and one dies.
Right.
But it's nature. It's nature.
Well, the moral...
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Alan.
I was going to say the moral that story behind that video that you mentioned with the buck attacking the man is he actually, instead of using deer lure in the proper way, as far as, you know, laying a trail and allowing the deer to follow it or putting up a scent tag or something like that on a tree, he put it on himself.
Oh, okay. He brought it on himself.
He applied it to his body, his clothing. And,
wow.
You know, he smelled like a doe in estrus, and the buck was,
my goodness.
Yeah. So, yeah, I've seen that video. I've heard the story of that. So, but anyway,
I live in, Baltimore City near St. Agnes Hospital, two blocks south of,
yep.
I see deer. I live in senior unassisted living.
Yep.
I see deer on the Jenkins campus, which is, you know, maybe,
yeah.
I don't know, 20 acres, foxes, a red fox, deer.
Yep.
It's weird. In the city.
No question.
In closing, Alan.
Yes, sir.
There's an urban legend circulating. Is your middle name, middle initial, C-H?
No.
The urban legend on the street is you're Alan Charlton Heston. Ellis.
That's true.
But
keep in mind, it is only a legend. Like so many, no basis in reality.
No, but let me tell you, your demographic or your following, I've been told, word on the street, is 68 to 78-year-old women. That they just... They're falling all over you.
I do have a tough time. I do have a tough time with the groupies. You're absolutely
Alan,
right. So,
Alan, yeah. They say if you got it, flaunt it. Alan,
reminds me of the old Seinfeld, where Kramer is a nun in some Greek Orthodox church or something, falls in love with him because he has Kavorka. And you can look
what
that one up.
Kavorka?
And you can look it up, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
All right, got to go. Got other callers, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. You. All right, let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Al, I'm doing good.
Hard to follow, Jerry, isn't it? Jerry's a little hard to follow.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I got one to follow your bronchitis. I went fishing Monday with my daughter, and we were live lining eels. Not my favorite thing to do, but had an incident. Got one netted, and the hook flew out. And with the commercial fishing, we can use J hooks. You know how I've talked about hooks. Well, I don't know if I like J hooks anymore because I had an 8-aught J hook get buried in the palm of my hand.
That's not good.
No, it was not good. So I woke up Tuesday morning with the chills and shaking and whatnot. Wasn't good. Ended up in a patient first, getting pumped full of IVs and antibiotics and whatnot. And they sent me home at Tuesday, and Tuesday, wake up again Wednesday, and this thing is swollen up even worse, and my white blood cells have gone even higher.
Oh man! Tests,
and I end up in GBMC. And
I bet.
Just got out last night, but let me tell you. You get a fish hook or anything, an infection, don't mess around.
No.
Get it attended to immediately because
they
pump me full of so many antibiotics. I'm not saying quarts. I'm talking gallons.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And the swelling finally went down. You know, I had the red streak up the arm, and I'll tell you, it was that was an event I don't
want to repeat. Do you know if the hook punctured the capsule around the joint in your hand?
Alan, they didn't take the hook out. This hook is buried to the barb, and you know me, I keep on fishing.
Yeah.
So I ripped the hook out with a pair of pliers. And they continue on the fish and cleaned it off with alcohol and let it bleed. But now the bacteria was already there.
Oh, yeah, no question. It was deeply embedded.
And just for the listeners, you know, don't, you know, a pump of any kind.
Lee?
Don't mess with.
Honestly, I'm glad you're still here because it could have been much worse.
I know.
Could have been much worse.
Yeah.
So, cautionary tale. Be careful with those swinging hooks and do not ignore it. Exactly. Good. Very good lesson.
That was my big mistake. You know, Monday, I should have immediately, I should have let them, for one, take the hook out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then, go on to, and I would assume they would give you.
Yeah.
Some antibiotics, you know.
But with all the news out there, all the news out there, with Vibrio and everything else that is just endemic in our waters, you know, you don't have you know, it's there. The bacteria is there. You got to take that precaution. Yeah. So I'm glad you're still with us, Lee. Honestly, it was close.
With the seeing that when I saw that red. Going up my arm, that was like, you know, it was, we were trying to,
trying to jump ahead of the train.
And, all the doctors and whatnot that were Selimab with antibiotics. Fortunately, being at a good hospital, they
absolutely did. Did they ever tell you what it was? Did they ever give you the?
They haven't gotten back. I'll learn probably the culture in the next day or two.
All right,
they have to learn culture.
Yeah, let us know on that.
Yeah. I don't know what the actual bacteria or the name of it was, but when I do find out, I'll let you know. But you hate to think of, wow, our Chesapeake is that, well, you know, between fish and an eel and a dirty water, it's just, it's there and it's prevalent.
I'd be interested to know if it's Vibrio. So, all right, buddy.
Yeah,
Lee, I'm glad you're out. I'm glad you're feeling better. I sure appreciate the call and the warning to everybody out there. So.
Yep. The white perch are still there in front of Fort McHenry.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. I do want to get out. Yeah. I was hoping we could get out before now, but that didn't work.
Well, I think these things are going to be around quite a while. I'm going to be the designated boat driver Sunday.
I bet. All right.
I'm just going to watch the boys fish.
I think that's a great idea.
Daughter too.
Yeah. So, all right, buddy. Yeah. Thanks for the call. All right, Lee. See you. There he goes. Dan in Reisterstown. Good morning, Dan. How are you? How are things in Reisterstown?
I'm well, Alan. How about yourself?
Doing all right.
Well, I called to get in the muzzleloader contest.
Okay.
But also got a nice bear story to tell you.
All right.
I was out in Montana Rockies in May.
Right.
And out there, the average shot out there is 400 to 600 yards.
Yep, I believe that.
And I got a 412-yard shot on a chocolate black bear.
Ooh, nice.
A big one.
Yeah.
And it was down, but it was down a 45-degree slope.
Aim low, brother.
That just been timbered.
Yeah.
And the bear was moving, and the guide was calling out ranges for me, and it stopped, and he said, okay, so I took the shot, and just as I was shooting, it turned hard to its left.
Okay.
And instead of hitting it behind the shoulder, I hit it right behind the ear, and it came out, bullet came out right below the eye socket. And, of course, it dropped right there.
Really? I can't imagine that it would have. Yeah. Well, so, you know what? Dead bear.
Right. So, which was a good thing, because last year had a 600-yard shot on a bear.
Yep.
Hit it right behind the shoulder. It took off running, but it was right at dusk.
Right.
And guy says, we didn't see it drop, so we're not going to look for it in the dark.
Right.
Which I didn't protest.
Yeah, go ahead.
We went back the next morning with a couple of dogs. Dogs got right on the track, and all of that sudden, out of nowhere, in the middle of May, we got a snowfall. And dogs just lost the track, and we never recovered that bear.
I'm sorry to hear that.
So getting that accidental headshot was a good thing.
I got you. All right, sir. Appreciate the call. Congratulations on the bear. You're in the contest, and we've got to keep on moving here this morning. We're very, very busy, man. Very busy. So appreciate it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Alan. Good
All right, bud. All right, Dan. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn. How are you?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Glenn, how are you?
Okay, I guess. Still looking down to the top of the grass. So.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yep.
So, good. I guess you got in the contest. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Very good.
Catch you later. Take care.
Okay, Glenn. Thanks for call. Appreciate it. Appreciate you checking in. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right. Look, we got to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway exit number 9. You can call Lansdowne, you can call it Hailthorpe, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter to me. just so you know where Clyde's is. That's the main thing. So Clyde's is your full-line Browning dealer. If you need to take that 400-yard shot, they've got the gun that can do it. They've got the X-Bolt. They sure do. And they've also got a couple other options, too, if you like. And we'll tell you about those here in just a second. The X-Bolt is a good one, that's for sure. They also have the BAR MK3, which is a satin nickel receiver finish, a polished blue barrel, oil-finished grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering. It's a high-relief engraving. It's shim-adjustable for cast-on, cast-off, and drop at the comb, and it comes in a lot of different calibers for an autoloader rifle for that quick follow-up shot. Now, the X-Bolt, that's got the every caliber available. And then there's a new BLR Lightweight 81 Takedown Stainless that the rifle quickly takes down into two parts, a non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish, a matte series steel barrel, gray laminated satin finished straight grip stock with checkering, and the barrel's drilled and tapped for an optional scout-style scope mount. Not necessarily for long range, but great, great, great gun for just about anywhere in Maryland if you're allowed to use a rifle there. TrueGlow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight for those of you who still like to use a open sight. See the full line of Browning firearms at Clyde Sports Shop. Rifles, handguns, and shotguns. And I gave you the address. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, your full-line Browning dealer for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com. Apple cracker deer feed blocks and bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and apple cracker deer feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use apple cracker spinoff. Dirt digger minerals come in four craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple cracker deer feed and dirt digger minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator, product information, or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com. Or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, a lot of callers. Appreciate that. Hope everybody got entered into the muzzleloader contest. We'll be coming back next hour with our guest, Bill. We're going to talk about menhaden for a while, and we will be exploring that possibility of perhaps a executive order trying to save our menhaden. So stay tuned. It's going to be a good time. And now, get out, stay safe. Those of you going bow hunting this morning, be careful out there. Be careful climbing in the dark. Be careful falling asleep in your stand. Be careful getting down. And I hope you get a shot at a good one. All right. Remember, love your family. They're the most important thing. Love the Lord. We'll be back after the news.